إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in our lifespan which began in His ilm, where He decided to create us and then continued into the Alamul Arwah, where we remained for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, and then we came into the womb of our mothers and then into this dunya, and from the womb of our mothers we will go back into the womb of this earth when we die and go into our qubur, into the alamul barzakh, and after that we will go, we will be resurrected, and we will go into the day of judgment, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is equal to 50,000 years of our current reckoning. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to give us Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab, where we will remain forever. In this entire lifespan, there is one window that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us where we have the ability to make an impact on what is to come hereafter, which is forever. And that window is the window of this life. And as I've said before, when we say this life, it is not really from the date of birth to the date of death, because for a number of years after we are born, we are young, we do not have sha'ur, we do not have understanding, we do not have knowledge. We are not even liable for accounting. And then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all safe and give you your lifespans, ensure and grant and decree that you remain and retain all your faculties and strengths to the end of your days. But for many people, the latter part of life is also a time where they, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, where they go back to being childlike. So the real window is really a piece out of this life, one section of this life. But that real window is so critical and so important, because in that window what we do has an effect both in this world and the next. The effect in this world is temporary, the effect in the next world is permanent. Whether we do good or we do evil, both of them have an effect. And the effect of the good and the effect of the evil are both permanent in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all evil and from the effect of evil in the hereafter and in this dunya, inshallah. And that's the reason why it's so important to remember the fact of this life and what it does. An analogy that I gave is that of a remote control, where when you press a button, something changes on the screen. Or of the mouse, where you move the mouse on the mouse pad, it doesn't leave lines on the mouse pad, but what happens on the mouse pad is reflected in what happens on your computer screen, or what happens in the program that you are editing. So it is like that when we do something in this life, the effect is seen in the hereafter. For example, when we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, when we make this dhikr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this dhikr and trees are planted in the Jannah. When somebody is angry and abuses and curses us and we keep quiet and we keep silent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds palaces in the Jannah. When we send salat and salam and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings on us and His salam on us. And so on and so on. And when we give charity, something happens. And when we serve our parents, something happens. And so on and so on. All the work and actions that we do in this dunya are reflected and have an effect on the akhirah. Now this is the thing which I call the remote control, and therefore it's very, very important for us to keep this in mind and ensure that our remote control uses and enables us and does only that which is good. Now, in this connection, I would like to share with you some advice that is given by Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullahi alayhi, who said, behave well in your private life and Allah will make your public life excellent. Behave well in your private life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your public life excellent. Take care of what is between you and Allah, and He will take care of what is between you and the people. Take care of what is between you and Allah, and He will take care of what is between you and the people. Work for your hereafter, and Allah will suffice your affairs in this world. Work for your hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for your affairs in this world. Sell your worldly life for your hereafter, and you will profit in both of them together. Sell your worldly life, meaning invest in your worldly life. Invest in the hereafter, in this worldly life. Sell your worldly life for your hereafter, and you will profit in both of them together. And he said, do not sell your hereafter for your worldly life, or you will lose them both together. So sell your life of this dunya for the life of the akhirah. That is the real bargain. Because you do one thing here, but it gives you multiple results in the hereafter. Whereas if you do the opposite, which is you sell the hereafter for this dunya, and you will lose in the dunya and the akhirah. My brothers and sisters, I draw your attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi is not saying that you have to destroy your dunya for the sake of akhirah. No. Islam is this beautiful system where you get the benefit of the dunya wal akhirah. It's not this for that in exchange. No. This is the investment which gets you the return. So when you invest something, you are looking forward to a return, and that's what you get. You make the investment, you get the return. But if you do the opposite, which is instead of making the investment, if you are doing something which you are putting money into something which is going to get you a loss, then your money is also gone, and the loss that comes onto you is also, you are liable to pay for that loss. And that's the reason why it is so important for us to live thoughtfully and to think of what we are doing. This relates also to the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where Nabi ﷺ said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes a person, likes a slave of his, he announces, he calls Jibreel alayhi salam and tells him, I like so and so, I love this person. And Jibreel alayhi salam makes this announcement into the heavens, and all the inhabitants of the heavens hear this announcement. And love and izzah and respect and dignity for that person is established in the heavens and the earth. And vice versa, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam and announces this, and dislike for this person and humiliation for this person is established in the dunya wal akhirah. We have seen cases of this in our own lives so many times, where people who apparently do not have much in this life, people who are poor, people who are not powerful, just individuals, but because of their character, because of their behavior, because of their manners, because of their sincerity, their integrity, their honesty, they have izzah, they are batting way above their level. They are boxing way above their weight. Where these people have a lot of izzah, a lot of dignity, people love them, people welcome them, and people are willing to do so many things for them. On the other hand, we have so many cases of people who are the most rich and powerful in this world. People who are hugely wealthy, multimillionaires, billionaires. People who are heads of state, presidents, kings. But in the eyes of the world itself, they have been humiliated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated them while they were in their positions of power and authority. Allah did not even need to remove them from their thrones and remove them from their offices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated them while they were in the same place, because their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not exist. They were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were deniers of Allah jalla jalaluhu. So this whole popularity and influence and followers that we chase in this life, all of these are things that really come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're really interested in becoming popular with people, and I'm not saying that this is a good niyyah to have, but I'm saying that if that was the was a desire that you should be influential and that you should be popular, then what you need to do is to straighten out and correct your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because only when Allah is pleased with you, will the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you. Only if Allah is pleased with you, will the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you. Like and dislike, love and hatred are things of the heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts of people are in the hand of Allah, are between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why even the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعَدَ إِذْ حَدَيْتَنَا وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this dua. It said, oh Allah, do not allow us to revert back. Do not allow us to revert to this, to misguidance after we have been guided. لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعَدَ إِذْ حَدَيْتَنَا. Let our hearts not revert to and not turn back to misguidance after we have been rightly guided. And that's we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and to maintain that with fidelity and with trust and with faithfulness. And that is the meaning of iman. And when we do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of this dunya wal akhirah. Inshallah, in the akhirah we will win, but even in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give love and of people and influence and make a person somebody who is remembered. And this is what people generally seek. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ikhlasun niyyah so that we do things only and only to please Him jalla jalaluhu and not to please anybody else. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to work with sincerity only for His pleasure, and to accept this work from us and to help us in this work. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَةً